Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Voice of Chaos.
Edge Radio, bringing you your weekly dose of Aussie heavy music with the Voice of Chaos. Embrace the chaos.
Guys, this is Birdo from the Voice of Chaos, hanging with the guys from MSI, or at least the majority of Gape as well. So I'm lazy. I'm going to get the guys to do a bit of an intro of who each of the members are, and then we're just going to have a general chat. So, Rick, you've got the mic. You want to kick off?
Yeah, I'm Rick. I've got the mic.
Hey, I'm Sam or Cheese, and I've got the bass on this occasion.
Chalky.
I'm Chalky, and I got to do drums.
I'm here.
I'm Tim, and I play guitar for this outfit.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, we're out. The guys have been jamming this afternoon, and we're out at a park, which suddenly this park doesn't look so safe with four metalheads and me sitting in it.
With lovely shirts on and stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tough guy dragging the case over there. That's a
absolutely.
Homeless.
All right. So, look, since moving down the Tassie, I got to know Gape pretty well as far as going to plenty of gigs and whatnot. But MSI was one that I learnt about through, I think it was the Tasmanian Metal documentary that I checked out. So when I found out after, 5 years, you guys are raising your heads again, what brought it on?
Well, we decided to that it was time, really. We had money. Yeah, fame, exactly. No, all that sort of. No, it was just we'd always toyed with that, you know, actually doing it again, and we thought, well, you know, it's exactly. It's carcass. My God,
that's right. Yeah,
I'll explain the actual story. So, we started. There was meant to be a carcass show at Alta earlier this year, until obviously the coronades took over the world, and. That got cancelled, so we'd been jamming. We were announced as support for that show, so we'd been jamming, and it gave us all a little bit of a taste of it. And I think we're all like, "Oh, this is kind of fun doing this again." I think it's day for the. It's a nice day in the park. Anyway, so
Chalky's just gotten distracted by what's going on, Randy.
Just things happening. I think there's going to be a serious AFL match happening soon. But I'm thinking about is exercise. I just want to pull a tree out of the ground. But I've already done that actually. But so we had a so we were supposed to jam, and I think we all got a pretty solid taste for it. And we kinda like, you know, obviously the gig got cancelled and we didn't jam again. Then a few weeks back we were like, oh, you know, maybe we should have a jam, and it just felt nice. So we thought, fuck it, let's play a show, let's do a gig. And just fortuitous there was a slot that looked like it was good. So we were like, yeah, let's do it. And yeah, it's been really nice, just making some brutal sounds again with us.
Sick.
Because we've been together for quite a long time, so it's like, you know, getting back with an ex that you don't hate.
Yeah. So who's got sloppy seconds?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah. Fucking fifths.
This has turned into one dirty bukkake.
Yeah, I'll hand it over to... Oh, yeah.
say one more thing. No, when the Carcass thing was announced, I obviously started jamming the songs again to, you know, get them all on track. And the time when it was, when it came to do the Carcass thing, I'd had 9 songs down. But I suppose when that was cancelled, and now, if you want to call it a bonus, I've got 19 songs down, and we've chosen 12 of those 19 to play the show next week.
Wicked, wicked. All right. So, coming from the mainland, I'll be straight up, I hadn't heard of either MSI or Gape until I moved down the Tassie, because unfortunately, I don't know, a lot of the great bands down here just never made it up on the mainland, I guess. So, give us a bit of a history for those who, because I've got a lot of listeners who are up on the mainland. Where'd MSI come from, and I suppose how'd that lead into Gape?
MSI come from Tasmania.
Give us more than that, Rick. Shit.
No, look, we've been around for a long time, and we got stage. We toured a lot over the mainland, probably more than what we played down here for a few years.
Yeah, really?
And starting to get on the major sort of top end of the bills of a few shows and stuff, and getting some good supports with some international bands and playing. But it come down to sort of jam spaces and that towards us with the end, and not been able to jam, and things just went to dwindle for a while. Mm-hmm. And then everyone just, because we're not young, everyone started doing their own bits and pieces. And we've got back together a couple of times for shows, but like we put out a couple of demos and a couple of CDs and stuff. And, like, obviously, because we played one show in near 10 years, I think. That's the second time. We came out of the woodwork to play with Hawtopsy last time. That was just, we come out for the money. That was it.
Yeah,
money
right.
And the fame. I think we're back for the money and fame again. That's why we're all poor, because there's no money or fucking fame in this business. But no. So we might even record another album. We've got a half an album finished yet where we could possibly finish that, which looks like it's on the cards, and a few
awesome.
Other little surprises we might have in the winds in the next 12 months.
Fucking so, sweet. There you go. You heard it here.
So we shall play again. Maybe. If you don't see us this time on Saturday, we might never play again. Johnny fucking Farnham style.
Yeah, like Johnny Farnham, he keeps coming back too.
Yeah, he does, and he's older than us, so it's about a little bit.
Yeah, sweet. All right, so the MSI, I mean, look, when I look around, you pretty much got, what, 3/4 of Gape. So how did MSI become Gape, and who's changed, come and gone over the years?
In Gape, I was like a bassist and singer. And Cheese wanted to be a guitarist, so he played guitar, and Tim played guitar, and then we got another drummer, and then just Gape, because we'll just do something different.
Yeah.
Then I found it was a little bit hard to play bass and sing at the same time, but that's it.
We did one show where I played bass or something.
You sang.
I sang.
Yeah, you sang.
Right.
And
Peppy drum.
And drums. Yeah, Peppy, it was drums. So it was literally, it was sort of like we all swapped around, and then for one show, we just basically all swapped around and did a Gape song, and then with Shit Swap and Slut song, but since then we forgot that and had to rewrite it, which is quite funny.
Idea like that, wasn't it? You guys sort of fucked around and swapped instruments, and then once sort of MSI dissolved, I kind of arrived at the party a bit later, but from what I hear, and then, you know, MSI, had a bit of issues with jam space after I joined, and then we kind of took that idea of all swapping instruments, and I suppose the idea of Gape got revisited or reborn. So here we are, you know.
Yeah.
And I swapped up instruments, obviously.
Sorry, Cheese. Just don't worry about the bassist statement. They need to speak.
Oh, come on!
No, it's good. MSI has been a bit of a resurgence because it's more brutaler, sort of brutal death metal, more along the lines of than Gape's slams. So it's a bit more. Yeah, we still slam, but like more, it's a bit more brutal death metal. So it's
nice.
A bit more brutal, just full honour, if that's a word.
Full honour, yeah, we'll take it.
It's full honour than full honour.
Yeah, sweet ass. All right, so amongst you guys is a heap of talent. How long has all been playing, and what sort of bands have you come from? I mean, I know Chalky, you've come from about a bazillion bands. You're almost like a musician for hire in some respects. What's your background?
Yeah, we've all been doing it for a few minutes. I started back in like 95 or something with a band called Hemlock up the Northwest Coast. And we were sort of like a death metal band out there. And then in 98, 99, I moved to Hobart and started a couple of different bands down here. No point mentioning many of them. And then I was, I sang in a band that some people know that I don't want to mention the name of, called Yorta. No, Psychroptic. Yeah, I was in Psychroptic for a bit. And I was in Yorta, though. But, and then basically I joined MSI, these guys just turned up at my house and said, do you want to join the band randomly? And I said, yeah, sure. To do what? Play drums. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I've been playing drums for 6 months. No worries. That sounds fine. How fast do I have to play? But, yeah, so I did. I've done heaps. There's so many bands. I can't even bother mentioning them all. There's just so many. But, huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And currently in a few other, like Mephistopheles and whatnot. And, but, yeah, I've done a few things over the years. But it's more like, I've tried to keep everything a little bit different and different, playing different instruments and different bands just for, because otherwise, why would I, you know, I'm mostly just known as a vocalist, but I don't really want to, I just want to be known as a musician or a metal person that can do different stuff.
Wicked.
And, or a vocalist that has a crack and doesn't do that good, but does his best.
I like that, a vocalist Thomas, that has a crack.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine, they call me. I know, is it the little engine that could? I just try my best, you know. That's all you can do in this life.
Yeah, no, you know, very good.
I've kept my crack. No, I never kept.
You know, I'm here fucking work saying. His mic's good.
Hold the mic.
Well, you know how Chalky was just saying that he kind of developed his drumming along with MSI. I'm a little bit the same. I came to the band sort of not the most experienced musician as well, and you know, we've sort of grown a bit since then. And along with Gape jumping on guitar, it's been sort of the same deal. So I think it's sort of a good chemistry we've got, and these boys have sort of always had it, and it's been good to sort of be on board for the last little while. I probably joined around 2010, maybe a few years before. So
yeah, right.
You know, here we are now.
All right, so again. Well, you got the mic prior to all that. Did you play in any bands beforehand? Or?
Yeah, I just sort of played in a few. Like, I wasn't long out of school, so we had a bit of a dip with a few kind of random bands, sort of. Not really even along the sort of more extreme metal side of things. So it was an experience joining the band and getting to sort of test my limits like that, so to speak. But yeah, personally, I think since we started jamming again, we've sounded better than we ever have before. So
wicked.
Pretty exciting to be back doing it and, you know, with this lineup and, you know, dynamic kind of thing. So
wicked.
Hopefully we can all get back out of Gape 2 and start doing gigs.
Awesome. See what happens. All right, what about you, Rick? Oh, we'll come back to you, Tim.
Sorry, Tim. Tim's trying to fight me for the microphone. Oh, no, about 93, I suppose. I was Balfour, and then we changed the name to Crucifer, it was. But then we found out there was 3.5 million Crucifers, Cruciforms, Crucifixions. So we changed it to Balfour and played, and that was sort of black death metal. But I wanted more chunkier, slammy shit, so made a sort of bit of falling out. And I said, see you later. And me and Tim started MSI, just writing, you know, just basic slams. I was doing bass, and Tim was doing guitar. It was a lot along the lines of sort of very Mortician style-y, and then of course got the stage where you had to have faster bits, and we did our stuff for a while, and had a couple of other guys in the band, and then we had a falling out and we split, and then me and Tim sort of recruited Chalky and Nick to come play for us and drums, and then we had a hiatus about 12 months till all of a sudden just things started clicking.
Yeah.
Then went through bassists like dime a dozen. They just kept on dropping like flies, and just a lot. Then we got rid of, then got Cheese, and it was sort of stuck from there. So it's just, yeah, I've been in too many bands, just enjoyed the ones I've been in.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've got to pass to Tim because he's like needing to speak.
Go for it, Tim. It's your turn to shine, mate.
Oh, man, I'm just talking, like, you know, when you and me started MSI, and we're always, you know, towards the end of MSI, in the beginning, we already thought about doing something more slammy sort of thing, and hence Gape was always kind of in the back of our heads.
Mm.
But Rick and I also did played around with a side band, a doom side band.
Yeah, right.
Tormented Dreams.
Okay.
And we actually played one show at the, what was that? Juice, that's right. And it was Insomnia, that's right, yeah. And it was possibly one of the heaviest shows to ever play from at Juice. But yeah, Tormented Dreams, we actually had a demo done. Yeah, it was something a bit, you know, different that Rick and I decided to, you know, try out.
Nice.
But that was only something very brief. And then so Gape and MSI other guy.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, while you got the mic, Tim. So what I always do with all my interviews, and this comes back from way back when Voice of Chaos was conceived, we had one of the guys on the show was an absolute gear whore. So I wouldn't feel honourable to him if I don't ask you, what gear do you use?
What gear do I use? I use a Randall, was it 320 watt quad box, 200 watt head. I've got a Digitech RM1000 pedal system. And I've got three guitars. I know it's not many, but it's enough for me. They're all brilliant. They've all got hard cases. I've got a ESP limited edition with a Floyd Rose tremolo system, Grover machine heads, EMG pickups. I've got a V, black V ESP with active pickups, and it's just a standard sort of a system. And I've got a cheapy Jackson, which is still a pretty cool guitar to play.
Nice.
Like the V with the small V and the big V sort of thing, that type of shape. But yeah, that's my equipment.
Nice, nice. Chalky, what do you use?
I sort of actually, a lot of people don't know that I'm actually like a professional drum builder, and I built my own drums out of cardboard and styrofoam. And they tap, they really tap. And I've been doing that for a while. I haven't sold any yet, but I'm hoping to sell my first one in the next few years. I don't really have a specific thing. Like I play a Gretsch drum kit, which is like someone flogged one of the toms off it, so I don't really use that much. And so if I could get a new, I'm not really a particular whatever. I've got heaps of gear, but it's just sort of, I'm not specific. The only thing I care about, and it's, I drum in this band, but the only thing I care about is angle amps is like my thing that gets me quite pulsating. I think angles are the absolute behemoth amps of all time. But
of all the times I've asked this question, I've never had someone say it gets you pulsating.
Yeah, well,
there had to be a first.
Yeah, that's we got this little pre-jam ritual where we have half a bluey each before we get into it, and then when we're midway through jam, we finish it off so we can be. You don't want to go in to jam a full mast. You go in just sort of looking like it's a, I don't know, like a salamander crawling out of a dirty swamp, and then and then suddenly it's a full iguanodon.
Oh jeez! All right, jeez. What are you
talking about? What's the question?
Your gear.
Oh, gear. All right. I play a Warwick bass. Played that for a few years, and I really like it. So I don't reckon I'll probably play any other basses than Warwick basses. So I'm waiting for my endorsement in the mail. But apart from that, I don't have a working bass amp at the moment. But I've got a lovely old 1,000-watt Trace Elliott that fucking disposes the bowels of most.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, apart from that, that's my bass rig. I run a pretty simple, pretty much a bit of compression, not really any distortions or anything like that. Yeah, I'm just a simple man. I've got a pretty nice guitar rig, but that's a secret. So there you go.
Righto.
I play Jackson guitars and Ibanez because they're sick as fuck.
Yeah. Nice.
I play a 7-2. Here's Rick.
I use them toilet rolls.
Toilet rolls,
yes,
huh?
Yes, only way you get good gutturals.
I was going to say, you get some serious gutturals, man.
That's the rolls from hand towels. When I got to go really deep, I go hand towel gutturals or otherwise just normal toilet rolls, depending what the situation arises. But, yeah, I use an Evie mic for jam, and I've got a Shure Digital my missus brought me for live.
Nice.
But I can't trust myself because I'm usually fucking retarded at gigs. So I've got to pass it to the team all the time. We finish here. Take my shit, take it home with you. But, yeah.
So while you got the mic, I've got to ask you, how have you developed those gutturals over the years? Because you got some of them.
Because I can't play an instrument for shit.
So would you just stand around all day, just go
around yelling and screaming at people and just start to go, oh, that sounds a bit brutal. I'll get a bit more brutal And yeah, it's just it's what I do. Not much I can do. I can't play bass. I dabble.
Sounds like me, mate. I'm just a dabbler with bass. Like,
yeah, that's what I got. I got a 4-string, a 5-string, 2 6-strings, and a 7-string, and I can play about 3 chords.
Nice, very good. All right. So what's on the horizon for you guys, music wise, moving forward? MSI, Gape, new projects. Give me some exclusives.
Really?
No.
Well, we're playing a show this weekend. You should come and see. We'll have CDs to sell for real dirt cheap prices. Beautiful. I'm talking like cheaper than like $2 hooker prices.
Jesus.
And you don't even see any $2 hookers anymore. They're really. But like, and we possibly will go and finish our album off. That's about the only surprise that we haven't told anyone that you got.
Very good.
There's
very
a half
good.
An album recorded, and I would say about 100% we will finish that.
Sick. So make sure you get out to the show so they've got some money to put the actual tracks out.
Come help us. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Very good. All right, lads. Well, thanks for taking the time out from jamming to come and hang out. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.
Absolute pleasure, man. All good.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, fellas. George. Thank you.
crystal breaks, it's the end of both of us.
And now, my pig, you die.
No.
Voice of Chaos.